You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When we went into the season, we weren't talking about going to the Super Bowl. We were talking about winning it again.
We're built for moments like these.
He's not trying to pass the torch anytime soon.
League MVP, Super Bowl championship. There's not many guys that have done that.
The Super Bowl is finally here, and he is Jalen Rose, and I'm David Jacoby, and we are Jalen Jacoby, and what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
What a matchup we have on Sunday. I am so excited for this game. I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks, and me and you got our heads together, and we picked the keys and concerns for
both
teams.
We got the keys. We got the keys.
You got the keys, so let's start with your key for the Kansas City Chiefs in this huge game.
They got speed to burn. They're playing in fast forward. Mahomes is a dual threat from the pocket, not only to throw it deep, but also to run it. They also have Tyreek Hill. They have Travis Kelce. They're gonna have Sammy Watkins, Nicole Hardman. Mm-hmm. They're extremely explosive. So that's my top key for the Chiefs. Can someone slow down that speed?
My key for the Chiefs comes on the other side of the ball, and it is one of my favorite players in the National Football League, gentleman by the name of Tyrann Mathieu, better known as the Honey Badger. This season, he has 7 sacks. He has 75 tackles, but you can't quantify what he does. I call him bad weather. Why do I call him bad weather? Because he ruins all your plans. You see number 32, he tackles behind
the
line of
scrimmage. I like what you did there.
He tackles 30 yards down the field. You always see number 32 around the ball, whether the ball's on a run play on the ground or whether it's in the air. Tyrann Mathieu, bad weather, ruins all the plans. That's my key for the Chiefs.
That's a great one, Jacoby, and I have to point out, doing this show for 10 years, there was a time when people assassinated his character and slandered his name.
Facts.
And yes, he needed to mature, but we always held him down. Now he's a Super Bowl champion, and David Jacoby mentions him as an elite difference maker in the Super Bowl.
I love him so much. Jalen, for the other side of the ball, your key to the Bucs in the Super Bowl.
Here's a story of a man named Brady. Here's the deal. Bruce Arians, he's a really good coach. Evans, Godwin, they were balling last year.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have Gronk, AB, because they didn't have Tom Brady. And now since they have him, he has a chance to win his 7th Super Bowl. 7th Super Bowl. He's the factor number one for the Tampa Bay Bucs.
You know what? My key for the Bucs is something that has been undercovered in the media hype leading up to the Super Bowl. This is a home game for Tampa Bay. They're going to have 25,000 fans in the stadium, and they've been sleeping in their own beds, eating their foods. They've been with their family. They're putting on their own clothes. They didn't have to pack. They didn't have to travel. Right now, Friday afternoon, the Chiefs are just landing in Tampa. The Bucs have been there. There's no time for the Chiefs to get acclimated to the stadium, to their hotel. Just like, this feels like an in-and-out trip for the Chiefs, and the Buccaneers are at home, and I think that is really going to help them on Sunday. Now it's time for concerns, Jalen. Time for the negative. You know I love the negative. What is your concern for the Kansas City Chiefs?
So we're going to talk about all of the weapons and the speed that the Chiefs have. But you know what we ain't going to talk about? The guys up front, affectionately known as the Big Uglies. And one of their terrific offensive linemen who they won the Super Bowl with is a doctor. And he opted out of this season. Two more offensive linemen are injured and won't play in this game. Two backup tackles. Therefore, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, would they like to get pressure with Shaq Barrett, who had three sacks recently, and JPP, who resurrected his career, and in Dominican suit, they have a chance to wreak havoc not only on Mahomes, but also to stop the run game. That's going to be a key. The Kansas City Chiefs better not become one-dimensional. That'll play into the Bucs' hands.
Well, we are just so, so privileged, and I feel so good that COVID didn't really affect this Super Bowl. We were so concerned about that. It looks like it will not. However, there was a scare. Do you remember the Chiefs barber had a line of 22 Chiefs ready to give a haircut, and he had to get pulled in the second haircut because he tested positive. So here's my concern for the Chiefs. No fresh haircuts. Jalen, your guy, Deion Sanders, he said, look good, feel good, play good, and you keep a fresh cut or you have a hat on. So these Chiefs, whether they have backup barbers giving them haircuts so they won't feel good or they didn't get their haircut, perhaps they just won't be feeling 100% as they hit into one of the biggest games of their lives. I'm concerned that they will not have fresh cuts and the old adage, look good, feel good, play good, might come into play on Sunday.
But the one thing they have going for themselves, and you know I'm all about staying crisp and fresh, at least they wear helmets, Jacoby, during the game. They can keep a fresh cut as long as they want to go with their Super Bowl championship if they take care of business on Sunday.
Patrick Mahomes is going to be the first player to wear his helmet during the ceremony when he takes the MVP trophy. He's going to have his helmet on during the MVP trophy, holding up the Lombardi with his helmet on. They're going to be like, take your helmet off. Patrick's like, look, man, barber got COVID. I can get a fresh cut. I'll be wearing his helmet throughout the whole thing. So, Jalen, what is your concern on the other side of the ball for Tampa Bay?
Here's a concern for Tampa Bay. You know a guy named the Cheetah? Meow! He had 200 yards, Jacoby, in the first quarter. In the first quarter, the last two times these teams played. He was doing mental, physical, and emotional gymnastics. He ran out of celebrations. He didn't stick the landing on that backflip. He threw up the peace sign. He ain't know what to do. It was so easy for him. If they allow him to remotely play the way he played against that secondary of the Tampa Bay Bucs, who clearly struggled, it's going to be a long day for that team.
Absolutely. And one thing about that game is they gave up so much to Tyreek Hill. You know they watched the film of that game all these 2 weeks, and they're going to be double-teaming him, triple-teaming him. I think that's going to open up Hardman and Watkins, and I think that even if he doesn't have big numbers, he'll attract big numbers of defenders around him, which will open up the offense for the other players. So he might not have 200 yards and two touchdowns in a quarter. He might not even have 100 yards, but I think he will have an impact on the game, if not the box score. My concern for the Bucs, gentleman by the name of Chris Jones. Chris Jones just shows up in big games, 7.5 sacks, 30 QB hits in 15 games. That means he hits the quarterback twice every time he puts his cleats on. Why is that important? Because Tom Brady doesn't like getting hit. Tom Brady doesn't like big people in his face. And if you hit Tom Brady twice, that's going to mess him up. I'm not going to say he's going to get injured, but that'll speed up his timing. That'll make him uncomfortable. And Tom Brady, not exactly a mobile quarterback. He does a lot of things. He does a lot of things on that football field. One thing he doesn't do is run outside the pocket, bootleg, scramble. He'll shimmy the shoulders and he'll step up in the pocket to make a little more space. But if you can make Tom Brady uncomfortable, and Chris Jones can do that, then that can make things difficult for the Bucs, which is why it is my main concern for this Bucs. Jalen, I have to make a confession. I've been flip-flopping on this game. I've been flip-flopping on this game. One second, I think it's going to be the Bucs. You got Tom Brady, you got that beat-up offensive line, all the things we just discussed, and then I'm like, well, wait. The Chiefs only have one loss this entire season. And I think about Eric Bieniemy, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Kelce Hill. Am I really going to pick against that nucleus? But then you think about Tom Brady and Gronkowski and Bruce Arians and No Risk It, No Biscuit. So I'm going to make you go first. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl? What will be the score?
You know when I get confused? I don't care if it's business, personal, or political. I take a deep breath and I follow the money. That gets me to a solution. And in this case, I love the young Mahomes and everything he's accomplished so far in his career. But he's new school. I'm old school. And I'm going with the Michigan man, Tom Brady, 34-30 to win his seventh Super Bowl and lead the Tampa Bay Buccaneers there, his first season playing with them. That's who I'm picking.
Wow, Jalen. We've all talked about the lost tape years of big athletes. You know, you think about Ewing wearing a Sonics jersey and Jordan wearing a Wizards jersey and Montana in these Chiefs jerseys.
Hakeem,
but I'm
going to
say
Raptors.
This. Exactly. All of those. But if Tom Brady, he could be the first big athlete. Kareem doesn't count. The first big athlete to kind of like have a prime, be past his prime, and then have 1 or 2 years in a secondary jersey to win a championship in that secondary jersey. Don't fact check me on that one. Just coming off the top
Michael
of the head.
Michael Jordan with the Wizards.
But if he were to do it, if he were to win this Super Bowl for his seventh Super Bowl, six with the Patriots, one without Belichick, I mean, there's GOATs, and then there's GOATs of GOATs, and I think that puts him in that conversation. Now, Jalen, I know I said that the Chiefs had one loss. They really only had one loss, technically two, but we know that that one against the Raiders with Mahomes starting was the only one that really counted, which is why I'm picking the Chiefs. They're just a better football team. They win every week. Sometimes they win by four, sometimes they win by six, but they win every week. It doesn't even feel close. They've been in third gear, and then in the playoffs, they turned up. You saw what they did to my Bills. That wasn't a close game. Mecole Hardman gifted them a touchdown. They're locked in. They've got Bieniemy and Reed 2 weeks to prepare. We've all seen all the numbers, what happens with Reed after a bye. We've seen all the numbers. Reed after a bye scores over 30 points. You can just chalk it up. They're going to throw the entire playbook at this game. They're going to win by two scores. I have this, 33-20. Now, Jalen, I know just like me, you were flip-flopping. But now you've picked the Bucks and I've picked the Chiefs. The only thing left to pick are the stakes.
So you highlighted Jones and did an amazing job of highlighting my guy, the Honey Badger. But you didn't mention nobody else on their defense. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are top five in offense.
I mentioned Chris Jones,
defense.
Did a whole thing on Chris Jones, young man.
Defense. Top five in offense and defense. I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Listen, I'm on the fence, so I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm 100% sure that the Chiefs are going to win, but you've got Frank Clark as a linebacker, Chris Jones and Honey Badger.
They're
anchoring every level on the defense for the Chiefs. And I'm going to say this. If the Buccaneers win the game, I don't know what I'm going to do, Jalen. I don't know what I'm going to do. We got to bet something.
You got to jump
we'll
through
tell
the table.
You, the
you
show.
Know what you got to do.
Listen.
Don't pump fake.
I'm
you
not breaking a table.
It's
not the Bills.
Mafia.
That is sacrilegious. That is sacrilegious to break a table when the game has nothing to do with the Bills. We will tell you what the stakes of this game will
stakes
be at the
high.
End of the show. However, joining us next is the scariest
down
man to tackle in the
King.
NFL. He'll stiff arm you. He'll embarrass
you. Why are you doing that
and
to
he
my
ran
Lions,
for 2,000 yards. Derrick Henry after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lift every voice and sing.
On February 4th, 2007, Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith became the first African-American head coaches to coach in the Super Bowl, with Dungy's Colts taking on Lovie's Bears. In a game which also featured a legendary halftime performance by Prince, Peyton Manning led the Colts to a 29-17 victory, winning the Colts' first title in 36 years.
Coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck of Pier 17, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen joining us on the program right now is a gentleman who ran over 2,000 yards from scrimmage. No one wants to tackle this guy. It is Derrick Henry. Thank you so much for taking the time to join the show on behalf of Old Spice, Derrick.
Well, thank y'all for having me. Appreciate it.
So, listen, I know you just ran for over 2,000 yards, but that's I'm going to ask you, are we going to do it again? Are we going to go back-to-back 2,000 yards on the ground from scrimmage?
Yeah, we shooting for it. I'm waiting for it right now. Definitely. I'd like to do that again if it's possible, but definitely working for it for sure.
Appreciate you, King, for joining the program. It's only right that you sitting on the throne. Jalen and Jacoby are huge fans of yours. Each week, we do a basic segment where we highlight your stiff arms, where you just bully adult human beings and treat them like they're children. What does it feel like to do that to other adults?
Really, I just be trying to, just trying to use it and be effective with it. And then it turned into memes. It be all over the internet. And get text messages on me blowing up. It's always been, it ain't nothing personal.
Well, we love watching it, and we will continue to feature it every single time you do it. No one wants to tackle you. People tackle you almost every time you carry the ball, but no one enjoys doing it, and we love that about you. Now, Ryan Tannehill has done a very great job being the quarterback for the Texans. However, there's a gentleman who's not happy with his position. I'm sorry, quarterback for the Titans. There's a gentleman not happy with his position with the Texans. That is Deshaun Watson. Do you ever just lie down and think, what would it be like wearing the same uniform as Deshaun Watson in Tennessee?
I'm good with Ryan Tannehill, but I do wish Deshaun the best, and it would be good not to see him in a Texan uniform when we play them on Sundays to give us a little edge. But I'm good with RT17, so that's what I'm riding with.
Derrick, going into this game, of course we're going to talk about Brady and Mahomes. It's Super Bowl Sunday. All of the weapons on the outside and all of the flash and dash. But yeah. Which team do you feel like is going to be the most effective running the football in the Super Bowl?
I would say the Chiefs, just because they got so many weapons. They can spread the ball out, and you got to get, backers and safeties all out of the box. And I just feel like they'll probably have the most success running. Plus, you got Mahomes back there, and, they have so many threats that you got to respect that, and that just opened the run game up. So I would say the Chiefs.
Now, Mr. Henry, yesterday we had Aaron Jones on the program, and he proclaimed himself to be the best running back in the National Football League. How do you feel about that statement? Who do you think is the best running back in the National Football League?
I mean, I don't ever have to vouch for myself to say I'm the best. I know guys do that. But I just try to let my play speak, and what I've done over the years, try to speak for me. So, I mean, guys like to, claim themselves as the best running back, which they should. Everybody should think they're the best. But as far as me, I just let my play speak and, what I've done over the years.
Well, you're a throwback player. Thank you for your physicality and your productivity. Also, keep getting them checks. Tell us what you're doing with Old Spice.
Oh, yeah. It's been a tough year for everybody. And, we need that spark of confidence, like starting your day with Old Spice Dynasty Cologne Quality Scent Deodorant. You need confidence to get ready to smell good. And get ready for anything.
Well, I feel good. Like I need that right now, Jacoby. I feel like I can use some of that right now.
There you go.
Glad that you're wearing the Old Spice because you got defenders all in your armpit when you give them stiff arms.
Exactly.
And we'll be celebrating those stiff arms all season, next season, like we did this season. Have a great offseason. Continued success with
Appreciate you
and the Titans next year. Thank you so much. You're welcome back to come on Jalen Jacoby anytime. But you all need to stick around because when we come back, we'll give you some prop bets that we tailored up for Sunday's game. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. NBA on ESPN tonight at 7:30. We start with the Raptors against the Nets, and then in the nightcap is the Celtics taking on the Clippers in Los Angeles. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have decided on the stakes of our bet. Jalen has the Bucks. I have the Chiefs. The loser of the bet has to wear clown makeup on next Friday's show. What do you think, Jay?
I don't want to hear no excuses from you. I want to see the hair. I want to see the nose. I want to see the outfit. And if I lose, I'm going to dress like Homie the Clown from Living Color. But personally, I wanted to see you do the Busted Challenge or the Silhouette Challenge. It ain't too late to switch the bet.
We tried to make it the Busted Challenge or the Silhouette Challenge, but the executive said no. We have some prop bets for Sunday's game. We're going to go through those quickly. Jalen, over under 2.5 times GOAT will be mentioned during the broadcast.
I would never do a Busted Challenge. Take this bet. Take this bet. The GOAT going to be mentioned over 2 times in the first possession.
Jalen, Travis Kelce receiving yards or total points for the Knicks? What do you think?
Travis Kelce is that deal, but put some respect on the Knicks. Take New York on this one.
All right. And will LeBron be mentioned during the game?
Oh, he's going to be mentioned in the GOAT conversation. Michael Jordan going to be mentioned. Bill Russell going to be mentioned. Muhammad Ali going to be mentioned.
And finally, who's going to eat more wings on Sunday, Jalen or Jacoby? I got like 20. Look at me right there. I got my pizza, got my wings in the bowl. Who's going to eat more
wings? I'm
going
to have more wings. Louisiana rub, extra seasoning, baby.
I got the nachos and everything. Enjoy the game. We'll be back on Monday at 2 p.m.
You're far too kind.
When we went into the season, we weren't talking about going to the Super Bowl. We were talking about winning it again.
We're built for moments like these.
Basic catch, touchdown, Tampa Bay.
He's not trying to pass the torch anytime soon.
League MVP, Super Bowl championship. There's not many guys that have done that.
Another Super Bowl, baby.
The Super Bowl is finally here, and he is Jalen Rose, and I'm David Jacoby, and we are Jalen and Jacoby, and what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
What a matchup we have on Sunday. I am so excited for this game. I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks, and me and you got our heads together, and we picked the keys and concerns for
we got
both
the keys,
teams.
Keys. We got the keys, keys, keys.
You got the keys, so let's start with your key for the Kansas City Chiefs in this huge game.
They got speed to burn. They're playing in fast forward. Mahomes is a dual threat from the pocket, not only to throw it deep, but also to run it. They also have Tyreek Hill. They have Travis Kelce. They're going to have Sammy Watkins, Nicole Hardman. Mm-hmm. They're extremely explosive. So that's my top key for the Chiefs. Can someone slow down that speed?
My key for the Chiefs comes on the other side of the ball, and it is one of my favorite players in the National Football League, gentleman by the name of Tyrann Mathieu, better known as the Honey Badger. This season, he has 7 sacks. He has 75 tackles, but you can't quantify what he does. I call him bad weather. Why do I call him bad weather? Because he ruins all your plans. You see number 32 in he tackles behind
like
the line
what you
of scrimmage.
Did there.
He tackles 30 yards down the field. You always see number 32 around the ball, whether the ball's on a run play on the ground or whether it's in the air. Tyrann Mathieu, bad weather, ruins all the plans. That's my key for the Chiefs.
That's a great one, Jacoby, and I have to point out, doing this show for 10 years, there was a time when people assassinated his character and slandered his name.
Facts.
And yes, he needed to mature, but we always held him down. Now he's a Super Bowl champion, and David Jacoby mentions him as an elite difference maker in the Super Bowl.
I love him so much. Jalen, for the other side of the ball, your key to the Bucks in the Super Bowl.
Here's a story of a man named Brady. Here's the deal. Bruce Arians, he's a really good coach. Titans, Godwin, they were balling last year.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have Gronk, AB, because they didn't have Tom Brady. And now since they have him, he has a chance to win his seventh Super Bowl. Seventh Super Bowl. He's the factor number one for the Tampa Bay Bucs.
You know what? My key for the Bucs is something that has been undercovered in the media hype leading up to the Super Bowl. This is a home game for Tampa Bay. They're going to have 25,000 fans in the stadium, and they've been sleeping in their own beds, eating their foods. They've been with their family. They're putting on their own clothes. They didn't have to pack. They didn't have to travel. Right now, Friday afternoon, the Chiefs are just landing in Tampa. The Bucs have been there. There's no time for the Chiefs to get acclimated to the stadium, to their hotel. Just like, this feels like an in-and-out trip for the Chiefs, and the Buccaneers are at home, and I think that is really going to help them on Sunday. Now it's time for concerns, Jalen. Time for the negative. You know I love the negative. What is your concern for the Kansas City Chiefs?
So we're going to talk about all of the weapons and the speed that the Chiefs have. But you know what we ain't going to talk about? The guys up front, affectionately known as the Big Uglies. And one of their terrific offensive linemen who they won the Super Bowl with is a doctor. And he opted out of this season. Two more offensive linemen are injured and won't play in this game. Two backup tackles. Therefore, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where they like to get pressure with Shaq Barrett, who had three sacks recently, and JPP, who resurrected his career, and in Dominican Sue, they have a chance to wreak havoc not only on Mahomes, but also to stop the run game. That's going to be a key. The Kansas City Chiefs better not become one-dimensional. That'll play into the Bucs' hands.
Well, we are just so privileged, and just I feel so good that COVID didn't really affect this Super Bowl. We were so concerned about that. It looks like it will not. However, there was a scare. Do you remember the Chiefs barber had a line of 22 Chiefs ready to give a haircut, and he had to get pulled in the second haircut because he tested positive. So here's my concern for the Chiefs. No fresh haircuts. Jalen, your guy Deion Sanders, he said, look good, feel good, play good, and you keep a fresh cut or you have a hat on. So these Chiefs, whether they have backup barbers giving them haircuts so they won't feel good, or they didn't get their haircut, perhaps they just won't be feeling 100% as they hit into one of the biggest games of their lives. I'm concerned that they will not have fresh cuts, and the old adage, look good, feel good, play good, might come into play on Sunday.
But the one thing they have going for themselves, and you know I'm all about staying crisp and fresh. At least they wear helmets, Jacoby, during the game. They can keep a fresh cut as long as they want to go with their Super Bowl championship if they take care of business on Sunday.
Patrick Mahomes is going to be the first player to wear his helmet during the ceremony when he takes the MVP trophy. He's going to have his helmet on during the MVP trophy, holding up the Lombardi with his helmet on. And they're going to be like, take your helmet off. Patrick's like, look, man, barber got COVID. I can get a fresh cut. I'll be wearing his helmet throughout the whole thing. So, Jalen, what is your concern on the other side of the ball for Tampa Bay?
Here's a concern for Tampa Bay. You know a guy named the Cheetah? Meow! He had 200 yards, Jacoby, in the first quarter. In the first quarter, the last two times these teams played, he was doing mental, physical, and emotional gymnastics. He ran out of celebrations. He didn't stick the landing on that backflip. He threw up the peace sign. He ain't know what to do. It was so easy for him. If they allow him to remotely play the way he played against that secondary of the Tampa Bay Bucs, who clearly struggled, it's going to be a long day for that team.
Absolutely. And one thing about that game is they gave up so much to Tyreek Hill. You know they watched the film of that game all these 2 weeks, and they're going to be double-teaming him, triple-teaming him. I think that's going to open up Hardman and Watkins. And I think that even if he doesn't have big numbers, he'll attract big numbers of defenders around him, which will open up the offense for the other players. So he might not have 200 yards and two touchdowns in a quarter. He might not even have 100 yards, but I think he will have an impact on the game, if not the box score. My concern for the Bucs, gentleman by the name of Chris Jones. Chris Jones just shows up in big games, 7.5 sacks, 30 QB hits in 15 games. That means he hits the quarterback twice every time he puts his cleats on. Why is that important? Because Tom Brady doesn't like getting hit. Tom Brady doesn't like big people in his face. And if you hit Tom Brady twice, that's going to mess him up. I'm not going to say he's going to get injured, but that'll speed up his timing. That'll make him uncomfortable. And Tom Brady, not exactly a mobile quarterback. He does a lot of things. He does a lot of things on that football field. One thing he doesn't do is run outside the pocket, bootleg, scramble. He'll shimmy the shoulders and he'll step up in the pocket to make a little more space. But if you can make Tom Brady uncomfortable, and Chris Jones can do that, then that can make things difficult for the Bucs, which is why it is my main concern for this Bucs. Jalen, I have to make a confession. I've been flip-flopping on this game. One second, I think it's going to be the Bucs. You got Tom Brady. You got that beat-up offensive line, all the things we just discussed. And then I'm like, well, wait. The Chiefs only have one loss this entire season. And I think about Eric Bieniemy, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Kelce Hill. Am I really going to pick against that nucleus? But then you think about Tom Brady and Gronkowski and Bruce Arians and No Risk It, No Biscuit. So I'm going to make you go first. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl? What will be the score?
You know, when I get confused, I don't care if it's business, personal, or political. I take a deep breath and I follow the money. That gets me to a solution. And in this case, I love the young Mahomes and everything he's accomplished so far in his career. But he's new school. I'm old school. And I'm going with the Michigan man, Tom Brady. 34-30 to win his seventh Super Bowl and lead the Tampa Bay Buccaneers there. His first season playing with them. That's who I'm picking.
Wow, Jalen. We've all talked about the lost tape years of big athletes. You know, you think about Ewing wearing a Sonics jersey and Jordan wearing a Wizards jersey and Montana in these Chiefs jerseys.
Hakeem,
but I'm
going to
say
Raptors.
This. Exactly. All of those. But if Tom Brady, he could be the first big athlete, Kareem doesn't count, the first big athlete to kind of like have a prime, be past his prime, and then have 1 or 2 years in a secondary jersey to win a championship in that secondary jersey. Don't fact check me on that one. Just coming off the top
Michael
of the head.
Michael Jordan with the Wizards.
But if he were to do it, if he were to win this Super Bowl for his seventh Super Bowl, six with the Patriots, one without Belichick, I mean, there's GOATs, and then there's GOATs of GOATs, and I think that puts him in that conversation. Now, Jalen, I know I said that the Chiefs had one loss. They really only had one loss, technically two, but we know that that one against the Raiders with Mahomes starting was the only one that really counted, which is why I'm picking the Chiefs. They're just a better football team. They win every week. Sometimes they win by four, sometimes they win by six, but they win every week. It doesn't even feel close. They've been in third gear, and then in the playoffs they turned up. You saw what they did to my Bills. That wasn't a close game. Mecole Hardman gifted them a touchdown. They're locked in. They've got Bieniemy and Reed 2 weeks to prepare. We've all seen all the numbers, what happens with Reed after a bye. We've seen all the numbers. Reed after a bye scores over 30 points. You can just chalk it up. They're going to throw the entire playbook at this game. They're going to win by two scores. I have this, 33-20. Now, Jalen, I know just like me, you were flip-flopping. But now you've picked the Bucs and I've picked the Chiefs. The only thing left to pick are the stakes.
So you highlighted Jones and did an amazing job of highlighting my guy, the Honey Badger. But you didn't mention nobody else on their defense. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are top five in offense.
I mentioned Chris Jones,
defense.
Did a whole thing on Chris Jones. Young man.
Defense. Top five in offense and defense. I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Listen, I'm on the fence. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm 100% sure that the Chiefs are going to win. But you've got Frank Clark as a linebacker, Chris Jones and Honey Badger. They're anchor at every level on the defense for the Chiefs. And I'm going to say this. If the Buccaneers win the game, I don't know what I'm going to do, Jalen. I don't know what I'm gonna do. We gotta bet something.
You gotta jump through we'll a table. You know what you gotta do.
Listen,
don't pump fake.
I'm not breaking a table. It's not the Bills. That is sacrilegious. That is sacrilegious to break a table when the game has nothing to do with the Bills. We will tell you what the stakes of this game will be at the end of the show. However, joining us next is the scariest man to tackle in the NFL. He'll stiff arm you. He'll embarrass
you.
And he ran for 2,000 yards. Derrick Henry, after that.